With SRN News, I'm Jason Walker. Bloodshed in a Kentucky church this morning. Police say a gunman shot and wounded a state trooper, then went to a Baptist church and opened fire. Suspect was then shot and killed. A number of people have been wounded and are hospitalized along with the state trooper. No word on a possible motive. More heavy rain today in and around Kerrville, Texas.
The fire department has said that they are suspending search and rescue operations at this time due to the flooding. They've asked anyone who has any kind of equipment down near the river to remove it. I've received two emergency alerts this morning. One came at about 7:50, right when the rain began in this area. And I received a second one from the National Weather Service sometime later.
Correspondent Gabriella Aoun. Meanwhile, the rain has stopped there, but search operations still not underway again. Some 170 people are still missing. Volunteer Murray Van Gundy with the Kerrville Bible Church says his group has been cleaning debris all week.
One of our members of our church, their house flooded up in Hunt, so we spent Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday cleaning their house out, and they were able to salvage the structure of it. Ripped all the drywall out of the ceilings, out of the walls. They had 3 feet of mud throughout the whole house. It reached 10 feet in their house. But thankfully, they got out safe.
Missouri Senator Eric Schmidt tells the Salem Radio Network there's no reason Uncle Sam should keep funding public broadcasting any longer.
It's just insane. I mean, NPR, PBS are incredibly biased. They don't deserve any federal dollars. They can go, you know, raise the rest of it on their own. And then, of course, with the USAID funding, you've got, you know, Sesame Street in Iraq and DEI, you know, in Burma and all this ridiculous transgender ideology that we're spending State Department dollars on across the world. It's really a big, big mission creep.
And this is SRN News. Another school settles an anti-Semitism lawsuit.
Officials at Barnard College in New York have agreed to implement a list of measures called for by Jewish students on campus in the wake of pro-Palestinian protests that broke out on campuses across the nation in the wake of the 2023 Hamas attack on Israel. A growing number of colleges and universities are coming to such agreements in the face of accusations that they have ignored growing anti-Semitism within their ranks. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
Syrian Christian leaders warning the country's small community of believers may decide to flee after last month's devastating church attack. Greek Orthodox leaders say the bombing of the church outside of Damascus, the worst crime against Christians since 1860, when thousands were massacred within days by Muslim attackers. Weeks after the bombing, it's still not clear who was behind it. This is SRN News. A new poll finds Americans don't see reversing the declining birth rate as a government priority. Here's correspondent Jennifer King.
Most Americans want the government to focus on maternal health and reducing the high cost of raising a child rather than reversing declining birth rates. That's according to a new survey from the Associated Press NORC Center for Public Affairs Research. About three-quarters of U.S. adults say the cost of child care is a major problem, including a majority of Democrats and Republicans. Two-thirds favor policies like free or low-cost daycare and paid family leave. And only 12% think encouraging more births should be a high priority. I'm Jennifer King.
Wyoming's first new coal mine in 50 years will be operating soon, but will not rely on the fossil fuel to make money. Ramaco Resources plans to process the coal to extract rare earth elements they say are present in profitable quantities. More details at srnnews.com.